can't figure out the atomic mass of this motherfucking deuteron.
Shit! Man, that shit's simple! Look at... Tell me this.
Watch.
What's a deuteron made up of?
Duh, a proton and a neutron.
Then what's this motherfucking electron doing right there?
I don't know.
But get out of there then!
Okay, so you're saying I add up the atomic masses of a proton and a neutron, right?
Mm-hmm.
I seize that, but what do I do with the goddamn electron? Can I bring it over here?
Enrico Fermi'd roll over in his motherfucking grave if he heard that stupid shit. I mean, he'd just turn over ass up in your face. He wouldn't give a f-
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me is the brother co-hosting, Will Papagiorgio.
Boy, howdy.
Hey, hey.
Hey, you, hey.
You can listen to us.
I can't do a good story.
God, now you've challenged me to a good crusty. I can't do one either.
Hey, hey.
It's not too bad.
No, it's...
Damn, I can't do left. Fuck.
Whatever, I'm not editing that short. You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. We're also on Cox Channel 37, Comcast Channel 27, Poor Person Cox Channel 10, and archives to be found at inpapasbasement.com, along with some new blogs I've added. Fairly proud of them, although I might have to end up pulling In Papa's Basement off of my resume.
Why? Oh, because it's like bad stuff. You don't want employers to see.
Yeah, so far it's two different women I really just want to pipe. And me putting pictures up and writing about the ways in which I desire to pipe them.
No, I made sure to do it with my MySpace page because I was like, I don't need any prospective students, like, you know, seeing what I write, like pictures of me without my shirt.
People go ape, man. They can dig up anything.
Although I actually have one of my old students on there.
Really?
Some dude, but yeah. I guess he found me before I like made it anonymous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dudes and shirtless pics and my brother. How it all goes together. Peanut butter and jelly. Speaking of dudes and you shirtless, how's your sex life lately?
With a man? Perfect. No. I've been doing S lately, honestly.
All right, that's...
I haven't really felt like it either, God. I feel like being left alone.
Why are we in the same rut, like, all the time?
Before, it's like, I mean... No. I used to do pretty well, and it's like, I'd think about it a lot. It's like, now
I
gotta...
I feel the same way. Like, literally, I view it as a burden.
People I don't even want to talk to anybody.
I know. I was just going to get into that. I used to, you know, never did I really want the girlfriend deep down, probably. No. I take that back. I was with a few chicks where I was like, I could date them.
Mm.
But mostly, you know, I enjoy my little online crush type thing, or at least I did in the day. Right. It's nice and harmless. Someone's a couple hours away. You can be like, hey, show me your T's, and you don't really have to deal with them. But lately, I have regressed into a total, like, a childhood thing where, yeah, I'll fixate on, like, right now I fixate on this cam girl or something, you know?
Right.
Or just porn stars you dig. I don't even want to deal with real people. And it's like the options are there.
Listen, I don't even have that. It's like with me, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's because I quit that pill or what. Damn antidepressants, but.
Yes. How is that treating you?
I mean, I feel better now. Like the withdrawal is effing brutal. Jesus Christ. That's probably like the worst thing I've ever gone through in my life.
Really?
Like, worse than appendicitis or anything. Yeah, man.
I'm glad you're off that crap, man.
It's like hangover 24/7. It's like awful. And like, I was thinking, like, remember in Garden State where, like, you know, he comes home and he forgets to bring his whatever he's on, his Zoloft or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think they say it's just some antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about how he has like those headaches where it's like lightning in his head for a second and then it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually true. Like, that's what's happened to me. So I was wondering, like, if that was just coincidence or, you know, if somebody's actually done that or did the research. Because that's what it is.
It's I'm sure.
Part of it.
Some guy who's dedicated.
Some writer. Yeah. No, it's like.
Could have been, you know, Raph himself.
You knew the feeling you get when you, like, touch an exposed lamp and you get electrocuted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, but just like through your brain. It's exactly like that, like for a second. It's just like it feels like
just
your brain's
neuroreceptors.
Yeah, it feels like your brain's vibrating.
Just shuddering.
Yeah. So I mean, I still get those mildly, but...
So since then, you just haven't wanted to deal with women?
Not really. Like, I just want to, like... My attitude is I want to focus on me. Like, I want to start, like, playing in a band again or whatever. Like, you know, I've finally gotten off my ass to, like, post stuff online.
Nice.
And, like, find new people and us. I figure, like, you know, once I'm, like, happy with whatever I do, you know, then the pee shall follow.
God, that's later like... on. Dude, that's... That's some deep stuff, Furious. No, that's exactly where I'm at. That's what I've been doing. I just work friggin' doing the locks or the radio 24.
No, I mean, that's kind of the way it is. You figure it's all women are hoes, and the more you've achieved, the better a hoe you shall receive.
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, I'm not going to go exactly with that terminology. I prefer calling them sluts. But, I think, yeah, you need to get out there and make yourself happy and just lead a lifestyle where you're...
Well, this is the point. I mean, the point of it, too. It's like, yeah, I don't care if, like, you know, I was, like, with some, like, super hot chick right now. It's just, I mean, if you're not happy with, like, and you want to achieve more in your life, I mean...
Yeah, I think I... And
it's
a
not
lot
time
of people,
to settle down.
Yeah, I think back in the day, I wasn't too happy with life, and it was kind of the office space... You know, Burger, whatever the hell is real, Ron Livingston. Where
yeah,
he says at the end, I'm
Peter.
Not, yeah, I'm not happy with work, but if I had you in my life, I could be happy.
No, I used to think that way. No, I don't.
Now I don't. Exactly. It's like, no, you were on the right track. You need to change your life.
Right.
And then you can get a Jennifer Aniston.
Who is a piece of ass. Jesus.
Who looked rather lithe on 30 Rock yeah. last night. And I gotta
she
say.
Is. No, she's got a tight body.
It
How
really,
old is she? Like, mid-30s?
No, dude, she is...
40?
A pea hair from 40.
Wow.
I mean, it is good. I never sweated her that much, and it always shocked me, because
she's
half
like
Greek.
An ugly lid.
The lid is weird, yeah.
It's
no
so shrewish.
Job, and kind of... It's the worst of Greek meets wasp. It's everything bland in both rammed together.
Yeah, that's why I really hate Greek chicks. It's
really?
Disgusting. Yeah, like,
I don't know if I see many, but when I do,
maybe
I mean,
like Tina Fey. God, if you see like,
well, she's halfy.
Yeah, if I saw like her high school, it's like her
listen
senior
me,
photo on TMZ.
Sip coffee on air, like we're a real like a panel
no,
discussion.
You should go to TMZ sometime, like, and they show because it's not even her real name. It's not Christina. It's she has like some Greek name where it's like blah blah Tina. You know, like, Tina's just, like, the last two syllables of it.
Oh.
Or no, it's Elizabeth and then some Greek name with Tina at the end and then Faye. Something like that.
Okay.
But, no, she looks so effing Greek in her senior portrait. Like, thick, like, caterpillar eyebrows.
Bushy eyebrows, yeah.
And, like, bangs. Like, she looks like the chick in my Greek fact wedding before she, like, gets the makeover or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where she's just, like, all... Dow and frumpy or whatever.
Even after the makeover at a rally, bang
so.
Joey Fatone, man.
Her cousin that movie's hot, the one with the cans. I forgot she's in Austin Powers, too.
Who is she in that?
Just like some random bitch at the beginning who like won't die. Like she keeps
oh,
getting shot.
The skull. Oh, no kidding. Yeah, I was going to give you crap about digging her in Greek Wedding, but she is pretty bangable in Austin Powers.
No, well, she shows her T's in Greek Wedding. It's pretty hot, too.
What, in the tight dress? Or
yeah.
Whatever?
Like, yeah. She's got some monsters.
She's got some, see, we're just going on about you hadn't seen, God damn, what is it? Me, Myself, and Irene. But they have this great little, in fact, I'm going to tag it on to the beginning of this episode in post-production.
No,
Shh, that's a secret. This isn't live. And there is a great little bit on they see a MILF bending over.
Right.
And they describe it as two Zeppelins in a race in a dead heat. And the other guy screams, oh, the humanity.
That is very good.
I'll play it for you. It really has some good clips.
No, I mean, when we were watching it, was like, I was in high school, we rented it. It was
no, and it sucks compared
I think it was
to like, something
night...
about Mary and Kingpin and Dumb and Dumber. But
well, I also think it was like the night before we were all going to San Diego, like for a school trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to wake up at like 3 a.m. the next day, and it was like 11 o'clock. So I think we all just kind of fell asleep, like. It was like at the point
yeah, you
where
you need to give it a fair shake.
It's, where he was just like raising the black kids from like the midget from Friday.
Already funny.
Or Bad Santa.
Already funny.
Yeah.
Black midget.
But I don't know. Like I didn't like it. I mean, how far into that is it? Like 10 minutes, something like that.
15.
All right.
It's better than I recall.
Yeah, see, like, at that point, I was just like, I've invested enough, and I haven't, like, even a fraction of laughed so far. So I was like, the hell with it.
Well, getting back to cans that look like twin Hindenburgs of the humanity. God, I wish I had that one bite on command. But you know what? Being able to play clips is lesser than recording this whenever the hell we want.
No, no.
And me marching in and just dumping off a CD.
No, I love, like, spending all day Saturday at the gym. So wake up, gym, that's it.
But speaking of, I want to show you the one I want to plow. My little online obsession, for the hell of it.
Was this a famous trick or no?
No, this one's just some cam whore. Literally on camwhores.com. I mean, you gotta love the name of that website.
Have you talked to her, like, on IM or something?
I tried to once. Like, she has the name up, and of course, that's just business, you know?
Right.
That's my contact me if you want to see me suck the boyfriend's hog on cam. She does suck some dude off on cam.
This is borderline creepy, but
it's,
okay.
It's gotta be some, what is creepy?
Where does she live?
I don't know. I'm not that creepy about it.
I don't know. I've never, like, given an S to pay attention to, like, attention-starved whores.
Well, first of all, thank you for Jordan. That was, you know, Jordan's just like this attention-starved whore. And don't think I pay attention or anything. It's just a cam chick whose pictures update.
Right.
And I wait for updates, and then I pound one out. Please.
Was it like SE, like webcam pictures? Like all small and blurry?
She has an actual website.
Right.
And there's a couple pics on there I'll load up right now. You can tell me if you'd hit this or not.
Sure.
Because we're kind of torn on this. Overall, we're not so big on the tats. I enjoy pictures of chicks with tats. Like, I find that real hot. In real life, I find them fairly disgusting, though.
I guess I'm more anything the opposite.
Like, you don't like pictures, but in real life, you can dig on them?
Yeah. Again, I don't know.
That would be the opposite, Captain. I like the little... online.
Fake typing.
All right. Here's file two. This is that mixed martial arts chicks I want to pound.
Looks pretty rough. Is that the chick who, like, fought before Kimbo Slice or whatever?
Yes. No. If you saw a chick fight, it was this chick. They don't put up any other chick.
Bitch looks like she fought Kimbo Slice.
All right. There.
I mean, she got a nice rack, but face is kind of weird.
You're not a big fan of the lid? Now, what do you feel about hips like this? Just the total hourglass type thing.
I don't really care.
You don't care either way?
No, if anything, they're too big. But I mean, she's got nice tas, so I'll give you those.
I think those tas are real, too.
Probably.
I gotta believe in that right now.
Wait, yeah. I mean, they didn't look fakish.
No, they had the just...
like, soft look. I don't know.
As Carmen said, you would love them because they look like stripper tees. Which, I don't really... No, me.
Oh.
Which, I don't know what that means, because I don't enjoy the average stripper's tees, but so
I do if they have, like, the big fake, like, Jenna Jameson implants.
I like big, real ones. We're going to have to blood feud over that. Please talk as I sip another coffee.
Mm.
I've been working all day.
I mean,
so
you've heard Paul Bunyan. Man-made always beats real. That's just the way the story ends. The guy with the chainsaw out chops Paul in the axe.
Is that how Paul Bunyan ends?
I'm pretty sure he loses.
Is that John Henry you're thinking of?
Whatever. No, that was Paul and the ox. Like, they can't chop down as many trees as the dude who invented
the chainsaw?
Machine.
Okay.
No, it's not even the chainsaw. I think he, like, made some machine.
Just a log chopper.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it has wheels. It moves around like a tank on it.
Wheels and gears and pincers and what not and what
it's
have
like
you.
It's like Tank Girl's tank. It talks and thinks for itself.
Oh, God.
You've seen that piece of ass?
That is the worst effing movie. That's like getting time raped out of you. You go in the shower and cry afterward.
I don't know. She's hot in that dykey sort of way. It's just like Gwen Stefani, like...
Who
when
is
she
it?
First
Lauren
got
Perry?
Laurie Petty.
Laurie Petty.
Who, looking up on IMDb, has got to be a D.
I think she's a fan of the D. I think she's straight. Why? What?
I don't know. She's got like, a buzz cut, skinny, rough looking. Looks like
she's the bitch from
Is
Cable
she related to Tom Petty? The bitch sure looks like him.
That's no. She's
like all scarecrowish.
Oh, God. Talks like Lucky. No, she's Cable Guy's girl, right?
Wait, what now?
Cable Guy.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie forever.
Yeah, yeah, it's Cable Guy's girl, I'm very sure.
God damn, Jim Carrey. He's certainly released a lot of pieces of ass.
He really has, really.
Although that, like, I still need to see that when I'm, now that I'm older. Like, I think I'd appreciate
totally,
it a lot more.
Totally overrated.
I don't know. I love everyone, the medieval time scene.
That's about da, the da, highlight. Da, da, da. If I do not kill you, Jim, they will kill us both. Yeah, I've never seen the original episode, by the way.
Oh, of Star Trek?
Yeah, I had it explained to me, though.
It's just one of those things where you don't really need to.
Uh-uh.
It's funny without it.
Brilliant. And Janine Garofalo, who looks like she smells bad, that's her one funny moment in cinema, I would say.
I don't even remember it. What'd she do?
She's the waitress, and she comes up looking all lackadaisical, and she's explaining, you know, what's on the menu and
right.
crap like that. And so, I guess it's Carrie's giving her a hard time.
Oh, yeah, orders a Pepsi or something.
That's it. Yeah, Broderick. They're talking about anachronisms and stuff. She's like, oh, we don't have that in ye olde time, blah, blah, blah. Would you like a Pepsi? And so he turns back and busts her balls. He's like, hey, you know, they had Pepsi in the medieval days. She goes, look, dude, I just work here. That's about the best line. I think Corolla, God bless it, Adam Corolla, motto to all those who, I'm sorry, mentor, patron saint even to all those who get into radio way late in life.
Oh, yeah, because what was he? He was like a carpenter or something.
He was like 32 or some crap.
Not everything.
Age.
It's like, I mean, you don't realize a lot of people are pretty old.
Line.
Like, 30
Dude, do you
isn't
know the
your...
dues you have to put in to get famous in anything but music? Music is about the only
even
field
then,
where
mean,
you can lightning bolt up.
No, I think it's anything. It's just like, yeah, there's people who can be like,
you just think that they're
randomly
mouseketeers.
Plucked by, you know, like someone at the top.
Uh-huh.
And there's people like
someone
come
Jewish.
From... Yeah, exactly.
I've had no sleep. I did 14
plucked by
hours.
A Zionist from Mount Zion.
14 hours of work today. This is as funny as people get.
No, I'm having a good time.
Oh, I
but,
am too.
Even
though my head feels like it's getting raped by a
no,
rhino.
So I mean, you can figure, like, yeah, if you like owned a record label, like a major label or something, you know, you could go out and sign some band you think's good and they instantly hit the jackpot. Or it's
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, if you work from the bottom up, I mean, you got to do everything yourself. But, no, I was saying, like, even actors and stuff, like, so many people, like, act like 30's the end of the world. I mean, just in life, like,
no,
really can't
most
think like
field,
that.
You're really not getting famous till about 35.
Well, also, I mean, like, even if you don't get famous, like, I mean, are all these people just going to let themselves go at 30? Like, just become, like, fat and not give an S about anything?
No. In fact, that's pretty much how I first took a shot at radio, period, and quit my job and everything.
What?
Sit and read Wikipedia all day and try to find celebs who started older and older and older. Steve Carell was an inspiration. He started about 27, 28, I'd say.
What did he start on, Daily Show?
He started doing improv. I mean, honestly, dude, Second City is just, I see you cocking your leg.
Yeah.
We did not go in the microphone, so it didn't
translate. It wouldn't have been that loud.
You know what? You having to breathe your own produce
yeah,
for 30 seconds
pleasant.
Would have been funny.
Oh, I'm doing it right
and
now.
And it's just facing your mouth. Like a stinky, like the smell of a robot penis. The microphone looks like a robot penis that just engaged in gay sex, smelling of fecal matter. But, yeah, anyone, we got to get into Second City and fast. And improv sounds so fun. There's no real memorization. Memorization of rules, but not of lines. It's like smart people acting.
I'll give it a shot. The only thing like I don't like about comedy, it's not like, you're not like a pee magnet.
Not
the way, like if you, even like music, like you don't have to be famous.
No,
like,
I was
local
so thinking
good.
Of that. You will always have pee if you are a musician. It just comes with the territory. But that's because you do everything, like, in seriousness. It's
yeah,
like,
I know. That's what I'm saying. So
here's
like,
this
oh,
next song
so
that
deep.
Just came from the heart.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, I think...
Although, I don't know. I mean, you figure comedians get laid. Because I think most of it, like, with any of that, it's just like, especially bands or whatever, it's like, you've just spent, what, an hour and a half watching this MF-er?
All attention.
Yeah, or just, you're watching them. So it's like... Yeah, of course, you know, like...
It's like an hour commercial for him.
Exactly.
There it's like,
go.
He's got the balls to get on stage. Probably got the balls to get one up and put it in me.
Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe comedians, who knows?
No, there's something definitely different. you get like an enjoyment and a different joy. It's a very asexual joy from laughter.
I guess it's not emotional, really. Like, it, music will move you more.
It's a different type of emotion.
Yeah.
I know, God, I effing hate The Onion and its pretentious writers. Like, I love the comedy part.
I've stopped reading it.
Oh, yeah, years ago. But the AV Club was full of these friggin' rap-loving hebaroos. I mean, yeah, I love rap, and I have the Jew nose, but these guys were just going off. But one of them had a good insight, and he said...
Sounds like Rolling Stone.
He's like, you can have laughter, and you can kind of get turned on, but you really can't have both, except for Benny Hill, which managed to make you laugh and give you a boner at the same time. And I'll be goddamned if Benny Hill doesn't do that.
No, I remember that as a kid.
Yeah, I know. Dad watching so that. Full of TNA.
That's all it was.
Yeah, but it was funny.
Was it
as
British
hell
or Australian? Or
no,
what?
It was British. Benny was British as all hell.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just him, like, chasing girls in bikinis in that weird, like, fast cam shot. It was like the whole show is like those hallway scenes where you see people.
It wasn't
like
the whole show.
Chasing people.
I think that was every show's ending.
That's all I remember.
Yeah. Well, that's the classic that's been parodied and will live on. That's another thing that's depressing about celebrity. Do you realize even the most famous people, once you go a couple of eras, they just don't even enter into the public consciousness?
No, yeah. I mean, that's talking about like, I mean, it's the same thing as like who gets remembered in history and who doesn't.
Yeah.
No,
you have to be huge. You have to do something transcendent to be remembered for a long time.
Or just going on for a while. Depends.
I mean, think like...
Same with history. It's people have impact, you know? So, like, people always remember, like, I don't know, Red Fox or Lenny Bruce in comedy. Like, those people...
And
like,
even that, though, they're not that old. That's the thing. Go back.
Yeah.
How many effing comedians from the 30s do you know about?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't think stand-up comedy, like, in, at least in this form, existed.
Not 100% sure. I think it's vaudeville.
Like, vaudeville and, like, what do they call the racist things?
Minstrel shows?
Yeah. Blackface.
Well, we need to bring those back. I mean, that's
apparently there's some gay comic who does that.
What, blackface?
Yeah. And they're like, well, you think because he's gay, he'd be sensitive, you know, like, that people's...
Well played, Fudge Packer. Well played.
Yeah.
That would... God, I'd love to do blackface. No, I did it the one time.
What?
For that short we recorded,
oh, yeah, that's right,
which was excellent and did not get picked up by effects. They can blow me.
Well, they obviously don't know what they're doing because It's Always Sunny blows in ours.
What happened to Always Sunny? For those that don't know, it's on FX. Why am I even giving a plug to our mother who's listening? It's on. She knows the time. It's on FX at 9 p.m. Thursdays. And fourth season.
Yeah.
Built up ahead of steam. I mean, second season, it had Danny DeVito involved. He started acting, giving him cash to keep the show going.
Oh, is that really what happened?
Yeah, I think would have been pulled if it wasn't for Danny watching it and he's saying, hey, I want to get involved in this. And effects suddenly, you know, has Danny DeVito breathing down their neck about some piece of ass show they're about to cancel.
Huh. No, so, I mean, the first three seasons were good.
Excellent.
I mean, there's like a miss every now and again. But
it was just that fast tempo.
Yeah.
And it was dirty.
No, it was like Seinfeld at the peak of its game.
And really witty. Because I love, wit is good, but I do like it mixed with the dirty, man. It needs to be, because I don't even find it that dirty. It's just how I think.
Right. Not only say it's more like real as opposed to like sitcom, like Full House humor.
Yeah, and just the kind of brainy humor I have to deal with at TOP every day where I work, the news station.
What, they actually try to be funny?
Once in a blue moon. And I mean, it's funny. But in a way where you just go, eh.
Right.
It's not. And the rest of the studio will erupt in laughter. Like, everyone else in the workplace will go, did you hear that? Did you hear his latest bon mot?
Like, what?
Okay.
Give an example.
Yesterday, it was this dude, Chuck Noller, who looks like a gray-bearded mountain man.
Right.
And he has a voice like a crying woman. I love him. He's
kind
of
like
guy.
The singer for Coheed and Cambria.
Yes. He's
big, fat slob. He sounds like a chick.
It's just this weird, warbling voice.
Right.
Good guy. Nothing against him. But he says, and it was kind of funny, but it wouldn't have even registered in my brain. He's talking about how Biden and Cheney were chilling. and it was kind of icy between them.
Really?
Yeah.
What were they doing hanging out together anyway?
Well, they had Bush and what's-his-face, Obama.
Oh, so they had a play.
Yeah, so
it's like
they
a
had
married
a
play
date. Exactly.
I like baseball, too.
You two boys would get along so well.
Cheney, what an ass-face.
And he's saying it was kind of icy between the two, and he says, maybe next time they'll bring food tasters.
I don't even know what the hell food tasters
are. Food tasters were used in the day by kings in case someone was trying to poison them.
Right.
Because I guess back in the day, people would poison food just willy-nilly.
Oh, so you're saying like they're smug?
No, next time they'll use food tasters. Like, it was that cold between them. Like, they could have feared someone poisoning their food.
Yeah, that's requiring too much explanation.
Yeah, you know, it's a little 1-2-3 for my taste. But you should have heard my workplace erupt.
Uproarious.
Yeah, with their pinkies to the corner of their lip.
Yeah.
And nothing against them. I can totally get down with people that like that humor. More power to you. Just
the political humor in general is pretty effing lame.
Yeah, not my cup of tea, man. No. Just put on a Farrelly Brothers movie, talk about big T's and laughing. Like, there's a scene with Jim Carrey breastfeeding in that.
Speaking of which, God.
Well, you know saw a place?
That. Well, no, you saw that, like, effing shim who's pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
That is disturbing.
God, the man with the huge prego belly who
popped
it out. It's not a
man. Any chick with a vag, Jesus Christ.
Not a man. It's just some chick with a little beard.
No, it's an effing abomination, man. It seriously, like, nauseates me. Like, I'm all for, like, people's rights and everything, but, like, you're mutilating yourself when you do that.
Oh, there comes
you're not a man. You're not a woman. You're just an effing freak show.
There comes a time where you don't mess with God to that extent.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what? You can only be gay, but don't, like, hack up your body and... God damn it. I mean, you can't change what you were born. You know, like, I don't care how much money you put in, how far science comes, it's just...
You're still a dude.
Yeah.
As Howard Stern one time put it, if you're a guy and you chop off your arm, you're still a guy.
Well, that's what those hens are saying on The View. It's like, okay, if you're a guy but your penis gets cut off, are you no longer a man or something?
Still a dude.
Yeah, because you don't have an effing vag and uterus.
The way your bones came together and everything.
Yeah, just...
You're a dude.
Although, it's like, I'm trying to, like, it almost seems like female to male trannies are more convincing.
Well,
like, when you see him, you're like, damn, that really...
Well, they could be a slight man.
Like, their voice doesn't change, but, like, just their appearance, like a chick with facial hair, it's a lot more convincing than some guy in an effing wig wearing a dress.
They just look like linebackers with big implants.
Yeah, still with, like, size 13 feet and stuff.
Yeah, exactly, with hands that could crush your balls.
No, the one, it's like, it always seems like it's, like, Asian, especially like Spanish dudes. I don't know why. It seems like there's a very high concentration of Latino trannies, like male to female.
I know one broad, actually another chick on the Cam Horse.
I was gonna say, is she actually a broad?
She is a broad. I've seen her parts. She lives in Hawaii, and she said something like over 90% of Hawaiian hookers
are
males to females.
No, goddamn, what show was I watching?
And dudes just kind of pretend and look the other way. And apparently they're convincing a lot of Filipinos.
That's what I'm saying. It's like Asian and, like, Spanish guys. Because, like, you know, Asian guys already have, like, small bone structure and stuff like that. So
oh, yeah.
It helps them. But
no, they can make damn fine women.
I think I was watching it. It was, like,
although
cops.
I don't like... I've kind of just had to come around and say this. Do not like Asian broads sexually.
Really?
They might be lowest on my totem pole now, just because every Asian broad I know is the bitchiest thing on 2 feet.
I don't know that many, but I know you said that.
Just little dragon women. Can't deal with it.
I think that's all women in general.
They take it to another level.
It's probably because they suppress it so much.
Yeah.
They have to act all demure.
Just want
to
bind their feet and put them in that white geisha makeup. Yeah. Then they'd be fun.
I mean, I like Asian American chicks. Like, we have this talk, like, not the ones who... Well,
who the hell do I know? Like, am I importing them off the boat?
Well, okay, yeah. So, I'm saying, like, yeah, if you see some chick at a nail salon, they can be pretty gross. If they look like they belong on a porno box with a black bar over their eyes.
Pubic hair blurred out.
But, yeah, like, if she looks like she belongs in an actual, like, Japanese bukkake video.
Yeah, instead of our breed.
An American bukkake video.
The ones raised on hamburgers that actually have breasts.
Basically an Asian with makeup, so I'm saying, like, American whore makeup.
I gotcha.
And fake teeth. And also, like, I don't really like, I think it's Japanese. Like, they're really, like, pale skin ones.
Jappers.
And they're nasty, and even some Chinese. Like, for me, it's more, I guess, like, what, Filipino?
The flips.
Like, the ones are more, like, brown.
The flips. They're part Spanish. That's why.
Not even that. Just, like, Filipino, Vietnamese, whatever, Cambodian, Thai. What the hell is someone from Bangkok? Thai.
There Thai.
That's the only bad thing about this time slot. The brain has ceased to work.
Dude.
More so than usual.
I started my day at 6:30. I was on the road at 7 and bumper to bumper.
I started my day at 2 p.m.
Go F our mother.
Too late. Yeah. That's what I did at 2:30.
For the locksmith gig lately, I've been, for those that don't know, I just break into foreclosed houses, and it pays a lot. But
it's a cheery business. At least you're profiting off this S economy.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
Good for you, man.
No, it's awesome. I feel,
that's
yeah.
That's what everyone should
I
be doing.
I feel very Hebrew right now. Like, I'm on the inside track profiting on the misery of
exactly.
downtrodden
Take
people. But I break into houses.
Use their downfall to build yourself up.
I never know if people are in there. I never know if I'm going to get
waiting with a gun.
Shot. Yeah. Yeah.
This is still my house, mother effer.
Oh, yeah. You got to. Yesterday, no, 2 days ago, I busted into a house.
Do you knock on the door first, at least?
Oh, yeah. You never
Your
know if they're lying
in wait. Dog is bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Need the mace gun.
God, man. A couple days ago, it was right next to a cop's house.
Right.
And this brother walks up. He's like, man, you know you're breaking into a house right next to a cop. It literally, there's a squad car in the driveway. I'm like, yeah, I'm not blind. He's like, why?
Well, you escorted by, like, the owner or something, or no?
No, dude. It's just me walking up looking like my ghetto self, picking doors.
It's also worth noting that you are unlicensed and
unlicensed,
have zero credentials.
Unbonded, nothing.
Do you at least have a business card?
Yeah, that's right. It. With no phone numbers that actually work. Stop digging with that cup. You can pick it up on mic. All right. Nice shot, Larry Bird.
It's an effing star from cup. Don't got much weight. But
I break into day to one place. I have to go.
Are
around.
You doing this during, like, light hours, or still dark?
I definitely limit it to the light.
All right.
Because I've done it in some dark neighborhoods during dark hours.
Dark skinned?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, I'm afraid I'm going to take a round to the back of the skull in a good neighborly gesture.
Yeah.
I break into one today. The first one, there's still crap everywhere. So I'm really convinced people live there.
Well, I don't get it, though. It's like, if you do this and the landlord's not there, like, isn't he afraid someone's just going to see you, then instantly go in once you leave and rob the mother effer? Or he doesn't really care?
I lock it back up. I break
in. Oh, you change it?
Yeah.
And then you leave the changed key with the dude or mail
I put it
in
a lockbox.
Oh, okay.
These all have lockboxes out front.
Oh, like the realtor thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
So I bust in. This one's mildly disgusting, but I can live with it. There's a huge tiger rug in the front I was tempted to steal.
I was going
to
say, like, you ever take something for yourself?
Nah, I don't want to rock.
Because these people
boat.
Aren't coming back, right?
I think one person had a router I really almost stole.
Right.
But I kept my hands off it.
What about pornography collection?
I'll kind of wax them awesome. But what the hell was that?
I don't know.
Yeah. So tired. So tired. Just let this end. And I get
just
to past second
the halfway
one, dude.
Point.
Are you kidding me?
32:02.
Oh.
33:03.
Oh, we're ending this at about 50. We're out of here. We're going to.
Fat fitty.
Yeah, man. I'll be tossing on some music. I'll put on a little intro, a little outro. We'll be all set.
Gussy it up.
Yeah. Put a little lipstick on that pig.
Speaking of which, like, I saw some pictures of her, like, in a bikini by a pool. Really?
Who?
Not that good. Palin.
Okay. Who called that from day effing one?
I don't know. It's like, god damn.
She's got a dumpy bod. I like thick.
Well, she's not hot. It's
no,
just,
she is.
She's hot next to Hillary Clinton.
No, she's got this waxy apple face with all the makeup.
She's just really pale. I mean, she looks like a 40-year-old bitch who's not completely
Who's popped
gone.
Out five kids.
Yeah.
Including a retard.
I'm trying to think of, like, a good analogy. Like, Where
Sarah Palin is to fat middle-aged housewife.
No, it's like if you're at a job where there's like nothing but ugly women, you know, all of a sudden like the average girl becomes the hot chick.
Oh god.
Cuz she's better than all the ones and twos.
Welcome to where I used to work.
Yeah, me too. Jesus.
You probably should every see a workplace.
No, I mean your last one, like clearing house, actually had, like young chicks, you know.
A couple young meats, but they weren't amazing.
Yeah, compared to the chicks I worked with, they were Jesus.
Yeah,
you had my one coworker is like a goddamn It's Pat clone.
Yeah.
Christ, the hottest thing in there is like some old 40-year-old drunk divorced bitch who worked upstairs.
Huh.
Sad state.
How was it?
No, awful. But again, like compared to her surroundings.
I gotcha. My current place.
The effing prom queen.
God, my current place. I think there's maybe one or two I'd want. Not really. I think the only one I'd hit is moving in with a boyfriend or something. So.
And that's the only thing stopping you.
Yeah, that and like we went over for the first 10 minutes of the show, my complete lack of wanting to. I don't even talk to women anymore. Just don't care.
No, lately I've just valued like how great it is to be single and be able to do like whatever the F
ever
you want.
I want. I come home.
It's like that David Spade line from that show. I'm sure it was canceled after one episode.
Which?
Like engaged or whatever. It's about like one couple who's married, one who's moved in or engaged, and then
Spade. Oh, I was watching
single.
That the other night on the Cancellation Network. Go.
There's such a thing?
No.
Okay. No. I wouldn't be surprised, but.
It'd be a great cable channel, actually.
No, some line was like, after you know, you see these two couples, and like one of the guys, B, says to David's face, so she's like, so what are you doing tonight? He's like,
whatever I want,
something like that.
I remember that now.
And God damn, if that's not like the most precious gift from God's green earth.
It really is. No, I've kind of been analyzing what is it that women do bring to the table. And I can't see them for anything casual. To me, it's just you hit a point where you're bored and it's like, oh, I guess I have to have kids now. Like maybe at 38 or something. But even then, I'd rather just knock a few broads up and maybe, you know what, I get banged for child support, so what?
Oh, God, I never want to do that. That's why I never want to have kids or get married.
Nothing I don't really want to deal with them, but I want the DNA living on.
I don't even want that.
I want them. I think I'm going to try to just knock up a few people that need the sperm, but
knock
I'll get them
up
to
some bitch who like has no idea what your phone number is, where to reach you, find you, contact you,
well,
hunt you down.
That's not a horrible idea. I've definitely had that. You know, you meet some people off MySpace where it's like, how easily could you track me if we...
Well, if you're effing MySpace page.
Yeah,
it's
all downhill from there. All right.
I mean, I guess you could delete it, but I mean, if they really wanted to, I'm sure cops could dig that stuff up.
Yeah. Probably easier to do the real world one night bar thing.
Yeah, just find some au pair.
But you got to figure some kind of contract. I mean, whatever sperm donors, they got complete immunity.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
No
they
way,
do.
Sperm donors.
Yeah, sperm donors, yeah.
They
okay.
can't be touched for child
but,
support.
Oh, yeah, no. I thought, like, maybe even, like, kids, you want to look them up just to see them, like, when they're 18, but probably not.
No.
I think it's, like, if you give up a kid for adoption, you're open game for them coming back to
yeah,
catch
but,
up
but
on
again,
your ass.
No support or anything.
No, because, I mean, by the time they can even look you up,
there's got to be some kind of sperm donor contract you could get people to sign.
Oh, yeah.
Saying I was just a donor.
No, you could probably find some D-wike on Craigslist and knock her up. You ever see that movie? I don't remember what it's called. It's about some black...
Spike Lee flick.
It's like a black guy. It's like nailing all these lesbians.
Yep.
Okay, what's that? Do you remember the name?
No.
I think it was a pretty hot Asian chick.
It was Do the Right Thing. It was Bamboozled. It was Malcolm X.
What was the...
And I've Run Out.
What was the Tupac movie? Poetic Justice?
Yeah.
Did he do that?
With Janet?
Yeah.
No.
Oops.
Some guy who looked like him.
Some guy with the same colored skin. But, yeah, so, I don't know. I'm sure you can find those arrangements in real life. I'm sure you could bang Melissa Etheridge.
Why?
Rosie O.
Oh, God. Oh, there... Is there any more disgusting creature on the face of this earth?
Yes, sadly.
Well, yeah, but just that big Irish pig melon.
That's fat. No, she
just
is.
A gross creature.
Godzilla. Really?
Now,
I'm... Pull the old Clay Aiken. Although, he's supporting it, so...
Yeah, he's just an idiot.
Joint custody.
Yeah, no, he's sticking around as a dad.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I just want three or four friggin'
bastardos.
Yeah. Just like I see him once a year, like, hey, what's up? What's your name?
Just try, I don't know, hook up with some bitch, like, bust inside her and...
Well, I think they got an AIDS cure. Churning through all the sound clips I have to for work, I heard something like the Germans cured AIDS.
I thought perhaps. I heard something like that, too. It was like...
They need to do more research, but...
Well, no, it's like... I remember. It's like you have to do, like, a bone marrow transfusion, like a leukemia
something
patient.
Something like that. But, hey, man, AIDS cure. I'm sorry.
But, hey, no condoms.
Yeah, exactly. That's big
what
stuff.
A trade-off.
Dude,
bone marrow transplant or having to wear rubber?
I'd scrape out my bone marrows to raw dog in peace. Are you kidding me?
I'm pretty sure there's a waiting list for this stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, probably like a liver transplant. Plus, I'm sure it's expensive as all ass. Probably more expensive than raising a damn kid.
That'd be a great movie. Some guy goes out there and murders to call bone marrow so he can just raw dog in peace.
Well, I don't get it. It's like, can't they do like a blood transfusion?
What is it, Keith Richards kicking heroin?
Oh, yeah, like siphon your old blood out while putting new blood in.
No, I think it's in your other tissue.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying with this guy. They have to investigate everything.
Oh, right, because it could, like, come back
including
or whatever.
His butt.
Hmm?
Including his butt.
Weird stuff.
Yeah, butt stuff.
I don't remember what led up to that. It was, like, just talking to Roger about, like, what the CIA would do to him.
I forgot it's it was American, even American Boy.
American Boy. Coming on after the family, man.
Oh, I love it when the show is just for the two of us.
Well, it is every week.
God. I'm tired and I'm laughing.
I know. God damn it. Like, I wouldn't mind doing it for the cable access, even if we got, like, just wingnut callers all the time, but don't even get those.
What, if we did it live?
Yeah, if we got, like, that... old dude calling in and complaining, like, more stuff like that.
All we have to do is read off our number every 5 minutes. We never did.
It's on the screen, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you actually tell people call in, you'd be amazed what it does. I mean, that's how...
I think I tried that at first.
That's how radio shows do it. We never did it aggressively.
Well, yeah, that just sounds desperate.
No, you kind of got to toss it out there.
Like with women.
You got to gussy yourself up. Well, yeah, but the desperate whore does get laid, even if it's just a one-nighter.
Yeah. Meh.
But we're going to bang out one more thing before we get the hell out of here.
Talk about Erection 08 or what?
Yeah, a little. You know, because I want to know if you're going through the same thing I am.
Okay.
We're both fairly Democrat.
See.
And we're very much, you know, we're going to vote for Obama.
And now you hate him?
I think I hate more than anything the people who are like, we now have hope. And the people who think things are going to change. No,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's
the
what
guys
I was talking
are
about.
Hyped. I'm starting.
All this ass, like, oh, can Obama do this? Can Obama? No, he's not going to do a goddamn thing. He's going to do the same thing every other president's done, which is nothing.
Okay.
Not a damn thing since FDR.
Well, you know what? Then you truly are my brother, because that is exactly how
he
I
He is
feel.
One effing man. I don't care if he is the president. Do you know how much, like,
the bureaucracy.
Exactly. God damn, this whole country is designed so nothing gets done.
Yeah, it's just a maze of one guy C-blocking another.
Yeah, we had an effing retard in charge of the country for 8 years, and like, yeah, he did some damage, but it's not that drastic.
Oh, he did a ton, but we're still standing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and that's with the complete moron in charge, but as far as like...
The guy who literally said he took direction from God, and what really scares me is a lot of people thought that was like a good thing to say, you know?
No, exactly. It was the whole evangelical thing, like, it's nuts. Like, these are people who literally believe that one day they're going to be assumed into heaven, and the rest of us are going to be down here, like, fighting off devils with fire-breathing mouths and pitchforks and just suffering for our sins.
Sounds kind of fun. Sounds kind
of
cool.
No, that is what they effing believe. All of them. Bush, Cheney, Rove, like, everyone he surrounded himself with, they're all, like, evangelicals.
That stuff creeps the hell out of me.
No, they creep the hell out of me. Though. These are the people in charge of the effing free world.
No, it's so backwoods. You might as well be a snake handler.
No, so that's why, like, yeah, I mean, I'm happy Obama won and everything, obviously, but, I mean, what the hell? Is, like, the sun going to start shining out people's asses now? No.
Because I think Clinton easily is capable. And don't get me wrong, stuff
Hillary
was...
Hillary or Bill?
Bill.
No, Bill's great. We had an effing surplus.
Bill was great. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
he needs to be damn king.
Those were...
Mayor for life with Fannie yeah. Mae.
Those were 8 great years. But did you have, like, hope? Did you think the whole world was going to get better? No, you just had a couple extra ducats in your pocket, and that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, it's like...
That's all I want. I'm sick of these people.
I was hoping, like, once Obama won, I wouldn't hear his stupid African name for the next 4 years, unless yeah. he effed up major.
No, it's killing me. All these people have a hard-on for going back to the Kennedy years that their goddamn hippie parents don't shut the F up about. Kennedy... For the record, I don't think was that great a president. He botched a lot of S, but he died.
Yeah, prematurely.
Before he could really get caught up in it.
Pulled a Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, exactly. And so he gets remembered for releasing Smells Like Teen Spirit, essentially.
Yeah, no, like, I don't know. Like, all I remember for Kennedy is, like, Bay through, of Pigs, where he effed up completely.
You go through the entire catalog. Yeah.
No, Kennedy's, he didn't do anything like FDR, like, overhaul everything.
No, he did
everything.
Nothing grand. Friggin' LBJ did more.
Yeah, that was the guy who succeeded him, right?
Yeah.
After he got bloated off.
Yeah.
His head bloated up.
I think when the picture of him getting sworn in, you can literally see bits of brain on Jackie's coat or something cool.
Are you serious?
I've heard that. Could have been a gag, but I think it's true.
No, I mean, like, yeah, didn't they literally, like, fly his ass right out there and do it? Or they did it on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, it is pretty immediate. I know that, so.
Yo, you need to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, but, ugh. Speaking of which, yeah, we should try to cash in on that inauguration.
What, rent out our room?
Yeah, man.
Explain that.
It's, like, all hotels are already booked, like, unless it's, like, some $4,000 a night suite or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, all of D.C.'s booked.
What do you, I mean, dude, post it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you go on Craigslist, man, it's an S-load. I mean, well, it's your room, you know? Like, I don't know if it's at the point where people are going to be, like, paying to sleep on couches. But if it reaches that point, I'll rent out the basement.
Dude, let's do $100, $200.
I should probably get 5, man.
Can you post it?
Yeah, I mean, like, if anything, just wait more, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, just, yeah, like,
extra
look.
Dockets.
Like, monitor
maybe
Craigslist.
Maybe attractive, maybe a little rape.
Like, how's it? You probably could, dude, I'm serious. Like, you'd be like, yeah, this is for an offer for attractive females only.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, no, man, the ball is in our court.
God, we're like rock stars for once living in this asshole area.
Yeah, no, proximity.
Wow. This is what it's like being in Elvis's entourage.
Yeah, like, I mean, right now, like I said, it's people renting out their entire houses, which I don't get. Like, how stupid do you have to be like, okay, here's the key to my house. See you in 5 days.
You have to live in this area.
But it's like, I don't know. It's like people, like I told you, like swapping, like people who have like, beachfront houses in Malibu. I'll be like, all right, you can stay in my house for a week and I'll stay in your DC house for a week.
It's insane. God, I'd love to
effing
be
white people.
All I had to do today at work was clean up samples about another wildfire in Cali, and all I could think of is what a great place to live. Such an upgrade.
Nah, I don't know. It's an asshole. You can go out there sometime and see it for yourself.
Yeah, you said it's just a desert.
It is. Ugly.
Yeah. I don't know.
And like anything else, I think, you know, unless you're like rich and famous, you know.
It sucks.
It's like anything else, you know.
Anything in life, unless you got the cash, it's not worth it. I was driving hell. I'd drive through Wisconsin Avenue in Georgetown every day to work.
Is that where the D.C. power players are?
What?
The D.C.
God. Yeah.
No, like, you know, like the Capitol Hill mover and shaker.
No, it's just the rich people. It's the rich Georgetown.
Yeah, because think about it. We live in D.C., you know, like. I've never seen any effing politicians just walking around. Because we don't go to the bars where they hang out.
No.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, supposedly we got crazy underground stuff. I mean, they talk about sex rings all the time and junk like that.
That's why I shut parties.
Yes.
Playing piano.
Blindfold. Some real Sodom and Gomorrah action.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, these are literally the most powerful people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, think of the huevos you have to, like, be that famous and that under the microscope and like do like John Edwards stuff.
God bless. All right, dude. Screw
I think
this.
They're going to, they said they're going to nail him.
For what?
No, it's like the National Enquirer, man. God bless them. Like, I used to, you never watch like Forensic Files or any of that crap?
No.
Like, I mean, just with DNA stuff. So I think.
I have King of the Hill episodes to watch for the 6th time within the
no,
week.
But like the National Enquirer, like, his baby mom or whatever threw out some S-filled diaper from the baby.
Uh-huh.
So like they swiped that. So that's like a DNA sample from the baby. So it's like all they need now is like
Esfil diaper from him. John.
No, like if he drinks an effing can of Coke,
these taste the same.
Like if they have like a used cup he drinks out of, that's it. That's all they need for a DNA test.
Just to prove it.
Oh yeah, exactly. Because
I didn't realize it was still like speculation. It was his kid that there's nothing.
No, because he's like, oh, I'll take a DNA test, and then the mother's like, I'm not putting the baby up for one. Yeah, why is that?
Wow.
Yeah, what the F do you care? So
all right.
I mean, eventually, I'm sure you're gonna hear about his ass getting busted.
All right, dude.
Effing Kendall.
We earned us some sleep.
This hasn't been recording.
What?
Oh, you like transferred to the CD later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scared the hell out of me.
I just saw the CD on the table. I was like,
God damn. Yeah, it's recording on the MP3.
Oh, all right.
All right, man.
I thought you were doing it like straight to disc.
Nah, screw that. Thank you, my faithful wingman.
Yep.
Folks, that was In Papa's Basement you were just subjected to. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, the co-host.
Will Papa Giorgio.
You're my hero.
Ferris Bueller. I don't even know what I'm doing. My head hurts.
Where are we? I'm tired. There's poo in my butt. In papasbasement.com. You can get us every Saturday, 3 to 4, Cox 37, Comcast 27, www.fcac.org/WEBR. And we are out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. So I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, feel me in your bones. Just one more night.